Life Management Science Labs would like to acknowledge that we live and produce this podcast on the traditional lands of the Wurundjeri people. We'd also like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands of our listeners and our international colleagues. We'd like to pay our respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work in Progress, the Personal Productivity Science Insights podcast produced by LMSL, the Life Management Science Labs. We are champions of life management science, providing structured insights informed by science and inspired by practice on key aspects of conscious living. Each week, we bring you scientific and practical insights on each element with the expert knowledge of professionals in the field. I am your host, Joanna. Let's get started. Hey guys, my name is Joanna and I'm the host for the Work in Progress podcast, our personal productivity podcast. So for today's topic, we're going to be chatting about stress management for peak personal performance and just giving you guys some helpful strategies that you can use to achieve this. So our guest today is Tiara Blaine, and Tiara was a freelance writer for Dot Dash's Very Well Mind mental health platform. She is also the creator of a health and wellness blog in which she writes, edits, and researches content that connects mental and physical health and wellness topics. Hi, Tiara. How are you today?
Hi, Joanna. I'm doing pretty good.
Thanks so much for joining us. Before we get started, I'd love for you to introduce yourself with a bit more about who you are and what it is you do.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, my name is Tiara. I was doing freelance work for Very Well Mind, where I was able to write about health and wellness, mental health topics. I've also done research in health psychology, where I, right after getting my master's, I was able to go into research. I'm also a creative writer, and author of short stories. Yeah, so everything is revolved around writing. Being able to be creative and just promote, health and wellness and mental health and quality of life, like having, great quality of life.
Amazing. And what made you get into this line of work?
Yeah, so for me, it started about when I was in my early 20s and in my undergraduate year. I was, dealing with a lot of mental and physiological health conditions, and it made me more interested in, just different health conditions and the psychological effects of them. I have fibromyalgia, and, I've been having, this pain and fatigue since a young age. And for me, I just wanted to be able to help other people who are dealing with similar symptoms and situations in your life.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's so beautiful. Thanks so much for sharing that with us. We've got our little section here called Have You Met Tiara? So I just get to ask you some little fun questions just to get to know you a bit better. So my first one for you is books. Is there anything that you're reading at the moment or anything you can recommend to us?
Yeah, so I actually just purchased a book about boundaries. And it's called Set Boundaries, Find Peace. I think the author's name is Nadria. I'm not sure. Let me see. Nedra Taiwop. It's just about setting boundaries. And I'm eager to read it. I think that, it aligns with what we're about to talk about and being able to manage stress. And, that's still, a book that as of right now, I am interested in.
Yeah, for sure. Do you often find that you read a lot of books aligned with the type of work that you do as well?
Yeah. I do like to read books about mindfulness, positive psychology, stress management, cognitive behavioral therapy, health and wellness, just different things like that.
Yeah. For sure. Well, my next one for you is movies. Have you recently watched anything exciting or do you have a favorite movie at all?
So I think that for me, what movie came to mind, which is pretty cheesy, is Inside Out, which just came to mind for me in regards to what we were about to talk about. Yeah, it's just something that I think is great for both adults and children, just in managing emotions and understanding mental health and emotions better. So, I mean, that's just something that, you know, came to my mind as of right now.
100%. I love that movie. I feel like it's so kid friendly, but like adults can really get something out of it too, because it's got so many like deeper messages. So definitely a good one.
Yeah, I was able to get my mom to pay attention to it. So that's when I was like, yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah, I feel like if your mom can pay attention to that kind of movie, then yeah, definitely the right one. Awesome. Well, my next one for you is about podcasts. We're on one right now, but do you listen to them yourself?
I think for me, I do TED Talk just because I'm just used to it from school. For me, I'm interested in Kristen Neff, just talking about just compassion, self-compassion, because, you know, I think it's a very interesting topic that aligns with my field of work.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Well, that brings me to my last question for you, which is, do you have a famous role model or maybe just anyone in your life that you find inspirational?
Yeah, so for me, it's never really been anyone famous. It's just always been my mom. And, you know, just how much, you know, she cares for just everyone and how much she supports me. So I'm very grateful for her. And she just always been, you know, the inspiration throughout like my life that I was able to look up to.
Yeah, awesome. When I ask this question, I always find that people don't really go towards famous role models, which I initially expected people would do, but everyone talks about like their mom or someone in their life, which I feel like it's really nice to hear. So yeah, I feel like moms are always a really great role model.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, we can jump straight to our interview questions for today. So my first one for you is, what in your personal opinion does stress mean?
So for me, stress, which is, you know, not always a negative thing, sometimes we do need a healthy level of stress. It is, you know, pressure to, you know, be able to achieve or get through a certain obstacle or, you know, it's just a certain situation or environment that someone is dealing with, whether it's mental or physical, just circumstances that might be a hindrance to your life.
Yeah, for sure. And do you think that, you know, stress and managing stress means that you're also immune to, you know, all the adversities that come with stress? Or do you think, you know, you can deal with stress, but you're able to overcome it effectively?
Yeah, I do think that you're able to deal with it and overcome it effectively if you do find the right ways to manage it. And when you're able to identify that you are under a certain level of stress. But yeah, like we deal with stress throughout our everyday lives. And, you know, when we're able to tolerate and manage it to an extent, you know, we are able to live a positive and functioning life.
Yeah, 100%. And how do you think it contributes to achieving peak personal performance in being able to, you know, manage your stress?
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, stress can, you know, help motivate us and, you know, also allow us to be productive in certain ways and certain outlets. But, you know, the way of managing it and helping with performance, I think it's just about having a good balance and being able to take care of yourself, have boundaries in regards to work and life, personal life and activities. So I think what it really is about balance so that you are able to have, you know, key performance in your everyday life.
Yeah, for sure. And what do you think, like, how important is, you know, those external factors in helping us manage stress, you know, like family, friends, our job, even other factors as well?
Yeah, it's extremely important. You know, it's important to be able to talk to family and loved ones and be able to be transparent and vulnerable. Because if you're able to have that vulnerability and that openness in your life, you're able to find ways to manage all the emotions and the challenges that you're dealing with. So having family and friends, you know, having hobbies that are, you know, great outlets for you and, you know, helps you with, you know, managing certain levels of stress, you know, and just, you know, having those outlets. Physical activity is important. Having physiological health in place and mental health in place is very important. You know, those lifestyle habits and those lifestyle factors, you know, they definitely contribute to the stress. So it's important to manage them as well.
Yeah, 100%. And like, stress is such a huge thing, and it obviously isn't something that we can just manage in a day. So do you think that the process to managing stress is more of a journey?
Yeah, it is a everyday, you know, journey. You can develop these habits and you can have them in place and something throws you off. Like, you know, life comes, the situations come out of nowhere and it can throw you off. And I think sometimes we have to, you know, be understanding and be compassionate to ourselves when things happen and, you know, we're not able to function at the level that we, you know, would want to function or we usually function. So I think about, like, you know, having that self-compassion is, you know, very important, you know, so that you are able to take a minute and, you know, understand, like, I'm dealing with this stress and, you know, I need to take a step back.
Yeah, 100%. And I'd love to talk about more of like those strategies. So what are a couple strategies that we can use to, you know, manage stress to help enhance our personal performance?
Yeah, so strategies that I think are important is, like we said, you know, talking it out, being able to identify when stress is occurring. You can journal, you can meditate. And then even taking a moment to do some breathing exercises, you know, going for a walk, just techniques that are able to bring you peace and are able to let you know, like, yeah, I need a minute, I need a moment, and I need to take care of myself. So, you know, self-care techniques, sleeping habits, you know, you need good sleep hygiene. You need good, you know, dietary preferences that are in place so that you're able to take care of yourself.
Yeah, 100%. And how do we go about identifying, like, what strategy would work best for us? Because obviously everyone experiences stress in different ways. Different things would work for different people. So what's the best way of going about this?
Yeah, I think, you know, trying different things, you know, is very important. And also just knowing yourself, you know, like if you are someone who likes to be, you know, physically active and, you know, you like to go for a run and go to the gym, being able to have a healthy level of, you know, that activity or, you know, just even if it's something you never did, like art, you know, for me, like during COVID, I was able to get into digital art and it was, you know, great for me. So finding things that, you know, that really bring you joy. I think it's just important to, like, you know, try new things and, you know, test the waters to see what works for you.
Yeah. And obviously there's so many different strategies that we can use, like you've talked about as well, but there's also things like technology and apps and different resources that we can use. Do you have any that you might be able to recommend or any go-tos that you have?
Yeah. Well, the Calm app is good. Headspace is good. Certain games that bring calmness and serenity. I have a color game that I'm able to match up the colors. And, you know, just having certain meditation and mindfulness apps on the phone, reminding you to take a breath. I know I had one, I forgot the name, that, you know, it tells you, like, you know, an alert, like, okay, it's time to do some breathing techniques. So yeah, there's a lot of apps out there.
Yeah, for sure. And you mentioned mindfulness and like meditation. And I know that for a lot of people that might not be their thing, or they might be like, oh, meditation, I can't just sit there for 5 minutes and just think about, you know, mindfulness. So what would you say for people who have that kind of approach to mindfulness and apps like that?
Yeah. So yeah, my husband is kind of similar to that. Like, you know, he says like, oh, sometimes meditation doesn't work for me. So for him, you know, certain outlets is, you know, his art, you know, doing physical activity. You know, like I said, you know, it's just about finding things that are good for you, because like even doing a dance class for me, you know, it really does help with my stress level. So it's not always about being still and being mindful, but it could be about being active and, you know, going out there, going out with your friends and allowing yourself that break to enjoy your life.
Yeah, 100%. And obviously, while we're trying to do these things, there might be some challenges that we come across. So what are some of the factors that can impede personal performance?
Yeah, so I think that factors that can, you know, really interfere is like burnout is, you know, number one. You know, you when, you know, you're not taking, you know, enough breaks and, you know, trying to have the perfect amount of productivity and performance in work and just in everyday life, you know, you will experience burnout. So I think that that really can affect you and, you know, managing stress and doing, trying to implement these techniques, you experience burnout and then you're not able to, you know, continue the habits that you set for yourself. So like I said, it's really about balance, understanding when you do need a break, and being able to get back on track, but not allowing yourself to, you know, have that shame, you know, just understand like, okay, you know, now I'm able to, you know, get back on track and the things I need to do.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like it's really easy when you're trying new things or you're trying to, you know, get things on a better track, and sometimes it might not be working out the way you want, and that can be really disheartening. So what are some ways that we can help keep ourselves accountable for, you know, just keep on trying and just keep on, you know, implementing different ways we can manage our stress a bit better?
Yeah, so I think that there's things to hold you accountable. If you want to go to your notes and Excel sheet, or, you know, journal on your own, being able to check things off, make schedules, to actually see physically what you're doing, you're able to manage a lot better, and be able to, you know, develop these habits. And, you know, someone you trust, you can also ask them to hold you accountable. Tell them what you are trying to put into place for your life. And, you know, ask them to help you in being consistent in these habits and these techniques.
Yeah, and how do you think, you know, being consistent in these habits and techniques is necessary to, you know, peak personal performance?
Yeah, so I think it's important to be consistent, because that's the only way you're able to make habits out of it. You know, it's very important to implement these things into your everyday life, so that it can become, you know, a part of your routine, and it could be something that you go to when you are dealing with stress. Sometimes we don't, like when we're dealing with it, we don't remember the things that we need to do to bring ourselves back. And that's why I think having the consistency will help you to, you know, have it be a reflex that, oh, I'm starting to get overwhelmed. So, you know, let me take a moment and use my strategies to help. Let me do my breathing. You know, let me do my reflection. You know, let me just go to that thing that usually is a good source for me when I'm dealing with, you know, situations throughout my everyday life.
Yeah, for sure. And we've talked about, I guess, all of this in a bit of a short-term context. So what's the best way we can monitor the effectiveness of these stress management techniques in the long term?
Yeah, so I think a good way we can monitor it in, like, long term, you know, is being able to make it, like, a part of, like, who you are. You know, it can help you to be more positive in your everyday life. I'm trying to think, because I feel like the short term and the long term like kind of coexist. So, you know, like I said, it's kind of about having a routine, because then your routine is able to be a part of your long term life and your long term monitoring of stress. So like I feel like kind of having that routine, like I said, and having that balance in your life. You know, I feel like the short term is an everyday thing, which becomes your long term, because it's a constant, you know, when you wake up every day, it's a constant challenge to implement these techniques.
Yeah. So is it kind of like this sort of natural thing that happens over time? Like, for example, your stress management things or strategies become more of a habit as you continue to do them over time.
Yes, I just like it becomes a habit. But then it's sometimes when we stray away from it. You know, it could be something that you've been doing for a while and then you kind of get off of it. So that's why I feel like it is something that is going to always, you're going to always have to work towards implementing it into your life. It's going to always be something that you have to work towards.
Yeah, for sure. And my next question for you is, what are some recommendations do you have for individuals looking to overcome obstacles when they're applying, you know, stress management techniques?
So I think that for people who are trying to do that, I think that you should make sure that you're not too hard on yourself. There's going to be times where you do fall off, or you feel like, oh, I don't have this time right now to do this. I am, you know, it'll take too long to implement like a habit. It's important to not give yourself shame and to show self-compassion, but to also hold yourself accountable. So I think that, you know, dealing with these challenges, you have to like reflect, you have to take time to really dive into yourself and get to know yourself, so that you find the inspiration to take care of yourself when, you know, you're dealing with these stressful times.
Yeah, for sure. Perfect. Well, I'd love to jump into our practices and habit experiment debrief section. So here we're just going to focus on maybe one or two practices that you might specifically recommend to help improve our stress management. So did you have any strategies that you would recommend yourself?
Yeah, so for me, I do feel like important strategies would be to take time to acknowledge when you are dealing with distress. So for me, I take the time to reflect, like when I'm starting to feel like, oh, I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed, let me identify why I might be feeling overwhelmed. And then, you know, once I'm able to identify it, I am able to take the necessary, you know, strategies to help myself with it. So for me, I like to do like the breathing and, you know, the mindfulness. But I think that is, you know, also important to take care of yourself physically. Like I said, make sure you're getting enough sleep, because during certain times it is, you know, it's difficult to take care of yourself physiologically, and make sure you're eating, you know, right. So I think the physical and both the mental are just very important things that you have to take care of when you're dealing with stress.
Yeah, definitely. And do you find that you have to set specific times to have these practices, or is it more just when you feel like it comes up or when that stress really feels a bit too much?
Yeah, so I do think that it's good to set time to, you know, to do that in like a specific time. Like this is the time where, you know, I do this, you know, certain technique. But for me, I you know, I do tend to do it when the stress, you know, comes up. But I do make sure I set healthy boundaries throughout my everyday life. And I manage the stress, you know, to a limit that I know that I can handle. Because if you do not do that, then, you know, it will start to build up. So I think, like I said, it's like a you know, just when I need to, I'll take that time to assess and to set boundaries and, you know, to make time for myself. So I personally do not have like a certain schedule, but I think it's beneficial to some people.
Yeah. And I like this idea of like setting boundaries. I feel like that's really important to do. And I feel like that's really inherent to the idea of stress management as well, because when you set boundaries, you're setting boundaries for what you allow to affect yourself and what you don't. So can you explain this idea of setting boundaries a bit more and how we can go about doing that?
Yeah, sure. So I think that boundaries can be set, not even just with people, but like work boundaries. So if you're asked to stay late, and you know, you know that this would be something to stress you out, you have to be able to say no. And then also, if it's a certain activity that you might be doing that is starting to cause you stress or is starting to be, you know, a little too strenuous for you, you have to be able to take a step back. So I think, you know, boundaries is difficult to set, and it's sometimes difficult to acknowledge what kind of boundaries you need to set, but you know, it is very important. And I think that, like I said, it's about assessing what you need and being able to understand yourself before you're able to go out into, you know, the external and be able to set forth these, you know, certain boundaries and, you know, trying, you know, and guarding yourself from stress and, you know, distress.
Yeah, for sure. And do you find that you experience any challenges when you're trying to set boundaries? Like, is this a difficult process sometimes? Is it hard to stick to?
Yeah, it's very difficult to stick to, you know, especially for me. I, you know, always try to be there for people. So, you know, it's like, you know, so often where you go back on those boundaries and you're like, even though I want to say no, I'm not going to. But it's just about getting back on track, you know, starting to take care of yourself, starting to realize like, oh, you know, this, I'm going back to these habits of just overdoing it and, you know, saying yes to things that I'd rather not, doing favors that I'd rather not do, taking care of people when I should be taking care of myself. So yeah, it's always about, you know, being able to go back into yourself and realize what you need and not always, you know, do what other people need from, you know, let people take from you what they need.
Yeah. And how do you think that contributes to our stress management levels?
Yeah. So, you know, not having those healthy boundaries definitely contribute greatly to stress. And definitely increase the stress level. So I think that being able to say no and being able to take a step back, it might be difficult and it might cause, you know, feelings of guilt. But, you know, once you're able to understand that this is what's good for you, you know, it will, you know, reduce that stress and you're able to find peace.
Yeah, for sure. And my last question in this bit for you is, would you recommend, you know, these types of practices to everyone, or would you recommend that they find what works for them in their own way?
So I do recommend, you know, certain practices for everyone. But, you know, like you said, like some people are not able to do, you know, specific practices like mindfulness. Even sometimes I'm not able to do that. And you need to be able to just go out and like live your life, or you need to be able to find a hobby, you know. But there's practices that obviously are for everyone, like, you know, good sleep hygiene, like, you know, eating the right foods and setting healthy boundaries, like all that stuff is good for everyone. You have to take care of yourself, and that's the only way that you're able to reduce stress. It's so important. It's, you know, so vital to your quality of life. And I think that everyone can, you know, they can find positivity and find good in, you know, taking care of yourself.
Yeah, 100%. Well, thank you so much for sharing that and sharing some of the practices that you use as well. Our next section coming up is our questions from the audience. So I've just got a couple here for you. So my first one here is, how can individuals effectively address workplace stresses while maintaining productivity and professionalism?
So how can individuals assess
how can individuals, you know, effectively address, you know, stress in the workplace while maintaining, you know, their productivity and professionalism?
Yeah. So that is, you know, very difficult, but it does go back to boundaries. Like, no matter what, your mental health comes first. So you have to assess what is worth, you know, that productivity or that performance level, and, you know, what is worth, you know, having those, you know, boundaries. So I think that it's going, you know, diving deep into yourself and figuring out what you're able to handle. And knowing your limits. And, you know, that's what is the balance between, you know, being able to, you know, have certain things that you allow in, you know, the workplace so that you can have that productivity, and, you know, certain things where you're like, nah, I'm not going to do that. This is, you know, too much. And, you know, sometimes we tend to get so swept up in trying to make sure we're showing a certain self. But, you know, it's important to make sure you're taking care of your mental health.
Yeah, 100%. And based on that, I guess, I love how boundaries come into play as well. And they're very important in the workplace. This is now my own question, but how can we go about, like, being okay with setting boundaries in the workplace and, you know, not being afraid to, you know, put ourselves out there? Because obviously in the workplace, there's a hierarchy. We've got our bosses or managers or whatever. So how do we go about that?
Yeah, so I think it's about, like, having that confidence and, you know, being able to be yourself. Sometimes we conform and we try to be who we think other people want us to be. And, you know, it's important to, no matter how high up someone is, not allow them to take advantage of you. And also not allow them to belittle you. So you have to go into, you know, certain situations, you know, whether it's in the work or in your personal life, having that confidence and having that self-assurance that you know your limits, and, you know what's good for you. And it is difficult, especially because, you know, we all feel that imposter syndrome and feel like we're not good enough and feel like, you know, we, you know, can easily mess up, especially in new positions. But we have to be able to go past that and know our self-worth.
Perfect. So I think we can get into our last section for today, which is our open mic. So here it's just an opportunity for you to talk about anything that you're passionate about, or it could even be related to the topic as well. So I'm going to hand it over to you, Tiara. So I know that you want to talk a bit about a short story that you've worked on recently. So I'd love to hand it over to you.
Yeah. So I figured I may as well get more into my creative side. I, you know, entered a short story contest and I was one of the finalists. And it was with Kingsman Quarterly. They're a publishing agency for people of color. And there is a book that I will be featured in, a collection of short stories. And it is called The Black Diaspora. And it will be on the site. Well, it's early. You can purchase it early, but it will not be available till December on their site. And I think also on Amazon. So yeah, just something exciting that's current happening.
Yeah, amazing. And that sounds like a really exciting opportunity for you. So congratulations. So what's your short story about?
Yeah, it's called From Sacred Lands to Shallow Seas. It is about the African mermaid Yemaya. So, you know, it's just speaking about a girl who goes on her honeymoon and she encounters the mermaid in a dream. And, you know, it kind of just changes her life and her perspective, helps her with, you know, dealing with the anxiety that she's been, you know, struggling with, and, you know, transgenerational trauma, and just being able to, you know, end the transgenerational trauma of anxiety. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Beautiful. And where do you find a lot of your inspiration for your like creative work that you do?
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of it comes from myself. Just, you know, being a Black woman who also, you know, deals with anxiety, and, you know, deals with some OCD tendencies. You know, it's just beneficial to be able to, like, you know, write about my own experiences in the more creative outlet.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us, Tiara. And that also brings us to the end of today's episode. So thanks so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. So for those of us watching who want to find out a bit more about you, where can we go?
Yeah, so I, you know, do have my own website. It's called Tima Media Health. At like timamediahealth.com. Sorry. And yeah, it's pretty late here, so I'm a little out of it. But yeah, timamediahealth.com or LinkedIn, you can find certain things about me as well. If you look up Tiara Blaine.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, we've also got Tiara's details down in the description below. But thanks guys for watching and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Work in Progress, the Personal Productivity Science Insights podcast produced by the Life Management Science Labs. Listen to episodes from LMSL's 10 Life Management Perspectives on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or other podcasting apps on your smartphone. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider rating our show, sharing it, and subscribing to our channel as it helps other people find it and us grow to bring you more quality resources. More of our work can be found on our website, pp.lmsl.net, where you can join our movement. I'm Joanna. Thanks for tuning in.